I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hears his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, as they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, but they will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers. The sheep do not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so they may have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. What's the name of the Good Shepherd? What is his name? What is his name? Starts with a J. His name? Jesus. You guys, I hope you know that. You know that, right? All right. So the gospel today, we hear the story of the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd is the one who leads us to heaven. And because the Good Shepherd alone is the one who leads us to heaven, we are called to listen to him above all else. But we are kind of distracted in the culture that we live in right now, right? Oftentimes we spend more time on social media, or we spend more time worried about other things instead of listening to the Good Shepherd above all. So what is the name of the Good Shepherd? Who's his name? What's Jesus? So don't you think if Jesus leads us to heaven that we should listen to him above all else? And what is the Good Shepherd telling us to do today? He's telling us that if you listen to him, you will get into heaven. So as disciples of Christ, we're called to listen to him every day. And we do that by treating each other with respect, by not taking shortcuts, by doing our work at school, and by being the best disciple of Christ that we could be. So today we're reminded that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and the only way we get to heaven is by following him. So the most important thing that we do throughout the week is we come to Mass on Sundays. And oftentimes I hear as a priest, "Father, I don't like to go to Mass because I find it boring," right? And that always makes me kind of smile a little bit, because if you don't like coming to Mass, you're really not going to like heaven. Because the closest thing to heaven here on earth is the Mass, okay? So Jesus, the Good Shepherd, loves us so much that he wants us to follow him every day. So let's just bow our heads right now. And let's just think of one way that we could better listen to the Good Shepherd in our life. Maybe it's, I haven't been going to Mass on Sunday, or I haven't been to confession in a while, or maybe I've been trying to take shortcuts in my schoolwork, whatever it is. But how could we better listen to the Good Shepherd beginning today?